This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you, Kevin. I really appreciate that. Today, we start off with the mystery clip. Alec Medford, we've assigned at some point in the show.
Is this going to be my Simpsons cut?
No, Kevin, that is labeled. This one is labeled mystery clip.
Oh.
So we will play.
If the glove don't fit. You must acquit.
Look, I think my Simpsons cut's really funny. I could see how it has jarring
segment,
language in
all right?
it.
Hey, Twitter world.
You have a whole show, all right? I get one little segment to do this thing.
I just did the cuts with my voice.
Play the mystery clip, Alec.
I shouldn't.
Sean got a pool built into his
back. And he should have a pool company. Albert Pools! I did it again! It fit on... Back-to-back shows! Oh, my God! And you know what you can fill your pools with? Mike Trout! They played on the same team!
Yeah. That part where he says they play on the same team. I remember the first time you dropped that, multiple people came up to the specs where we were doing the show and is like, hey, Mike, that Albert Pujols joke? That was really funny. play that last part one more time because Mike is about to die laughing.
They played on the same team.
That is good stuff right there. And Kevin, never forget, a dragon would never explode.
What?
A dino might. All right, guys, will CeeDee Lamb be better without Dak Prescott?
I like it.
Like that show in the 70s?
Dynamite!
I hate it.
If that helps you.
Field Yates pointed this out.
Good times.
CeeDee Lamb in weeks 2 through 6 of the 2022 season.
Okay.
Had Cooper Rush, who, by the way, had a top 5 defense during that time. They gave up 17 points to the Bengals and then no more than 16 points after that. 17, 16, 10, 10, and they play the Eagles in Cooper Rush's one loss. They gave up 26 points. Just saying, maybe the defense was part of that.
So temper my expectations.
And maybe the offensive line was full of all pros too. Okay. This offensive line, not as good. However, game 1, 7 catches for 75 yards. Game 2, 8 catches, 87 yards, 1 touchdown.
Ooh.
Game 3, 6, 97 yards, touchdown. 4, 5, 53 yards, and 5, 68 yards. Will CeeDee Lamb match those stats again with one Cooper Rush?
Yeah, I think he can do that because those stats were... not like overwhelming necessarily.
Not at all. Not at all. Not necessarily overwhelming by any means.
So I say yes.
And now he's more of a possession receiver. He's more of a, you give him the ball just all the time. Devontae Adams. Like when Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers were at their peak, it was how many catches will he have? Will it be 13 or 14 today? Last night, Travis Kelce, not a bunch of yards, not a touchdown, but good God, did he have a lot of catches that helped move the chains, helped create, he could go to him at any point. Now, the problem is when that's CeeDee Lamb and then it's, hey, on third down, you're also our only option. That's when it's a problem because everybody knows to go to CeeDee Lamb. If you know to go to CeeDee Lamb and the ball's still going to CeeDee Lamb, that's when you have a problem. If you know to go to CeeDee Lamb and the ball can go to another target, that's when the Cowboys can be better. So I am hoping, I really do hope that they can pull off some sort of magic, something magical.
But it does not sound like you're counting
I'm just having a difficult time seeing the path with the talent being what it's been for the last 8 games.
All
or
right.
8 weeks.
I got you so far.
But Mike, do you think CeeDee Lamb will match those numbers that he had in 2022 with Cooper Rush?
Yes.
There you go.
I think now Micah Parsons coming back will help out the defense. That will
absolutely
help. It'll make them, I think, close to average. Everybody else is going to still be who they are, but Micah will help out the situation.
Micah will help out the pass rush. I still think teams are going to run the ball at him.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
But I think that the Cowboys will be playing from behind in the third and fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Which means you have to drop back, and they are going to try their best to just get him touches because he's, I guess Turpin can, if he's like actually gets in shape to run more than one play every four times. But like, he's the one guy that if you get it in CeeDee Lamb's hands with space, he can take off and he can make a big play out of not a big pass.
Mm-hmm.
Just get him the ball in space and see what he can do. So I think that they could run some really short routes for him to get him the ball quickly and then see what he can do after the catch, and which I think will get him the yards. And I think maybe at halftime he has three catches for 27 yards. That doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
But I think at the end of the game, when you're down by double digits, you can rack up some really nice stats.
See, that's the thing about this. They're going to have to run the ball a lot better. This iteration of the Cowboys this year might be a lot. It might look different from what you would hope a Dak Prescott offense would look like, but for sure.
Yes.
Because you're like, okay, he's limited in this, in a lot of these respects. Now, problem is, Dak wasn't running. Dak wasn't running around doing anything. And I don't think Cooper Rush is going to be running around doing a whole bunch of jumping. Now, if they do what I've been asking them to do and create some packages for Trey Lance, this could be a unique offense. I just don't know what Mike McCarthy and Schottenheimer have to draw up. Jerry Jones talked about that this morning, though, with Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton show. Whenever he said, you know what I love about this? Every time I say that, Kevin cracks a little smile because he knows I'm making a joke.
Oh, yeah.
And you always kind of give me that little smile to let me know you heard
I think it's
joke.
Funny.
But this morning, whenever he mentioned that, he was like, look, I think that there are some things that we can do creatively there. So that at least tells me that they've thought that somebody in the coaches' meetings has thought about it. And when they had the discussions of, hey, are we just going to go with Cooper Rush? They said, what are we going to do with Trey Lance, though?
Okay.
It would be terrible if they just said, you know what? We're not doing anything with Trey Lance. He's just going to sit on the bench and waste away for the rest of the season when you have this kind of opportunity in front of you. That's why you brought him in.
Yes.
For this type of opportunity. If all goes wrong, we start him and maybe we tank the season. Maybe he turns out to be good and he could be the starter. Well, when you signed Dak Prescott in the offseason, that was the problem.
That's another thing that Jerry can do to flip the switch here. After losing these next two games, Trey Lance is our starting quarterback. You understand? Yeah. He's trying to create stories.
I definitely think that could happen.
Jerry's job the rest of the year is to create stories and interest for ESPN, NFL Network, for us. He knows that he does not want to become irrelevant. It doesn't matter if they win or lose. He just wants people talking about him. He's kind of used that. Thank you for talking about the visits you can go to Frisco and go and see the players lift weights.
Look at how many people have showed
up since. Now more people are showing up. Like, that was awesome for him. I think if they lose these next two games, which is likely, and Dak's still out two more games.
Yes, after that, yeah.
So you go, all right, here's a flip of the switch for everybody to talk about amongst football fans. Yeah, the Cowboys are done. They're 3-7. But Trey Lance is starting this game against Washington, and Trey Lance is starting the Thanksgiving game. Story!
Yeah. And the best thing, like the best thing possible, be Trey Lance does those things, gets a couple wins under his belts, and then the conversation of quarterback controversy starts rolling in with the big contract that you paid and this guy, what is he? And then maybe he plays himself, as Broadus brought up yesterday, well enough that you can get a comp pick for him.
Yes.
You know, like that could be a big deal. Was Dak a comp pick? Is that a fourth round?
Mm-hmm.
Fourth round picks are important, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't get to this question. I know my father thinks this and stuff, and I'm sure a lot of Cowboy fans do too, that Mike McCarthy's going to get fired in season. I think at best he gets fired the way Dave Campo got fired.
That's what I think will happen too.
With two games left or a game left. They're like, he's not coming back next year. We're letting everybody know. But that's, I don't think he's going to flip that switch until like 2 weeks to go and the games are meaningless for the Cowboys.
Because they don't have their replacement in waiting.
Right. So he's just going to say, we're not bringing back Mike McCarthy. Bam, big story the last 2 weeks. Who's the new coach going to be? Are they going to bring in Belichick and interview him and all that stuff? So I can already see Jerry's already probably has a list that he's cooked up on how to keep the Cowboys relevant through this season.
I mean, what a job. Wake up every morning and create that list.
Wouldn't you love to have that job, Corey?
Yes.
You're like the...
Yes, the spin doctor.
The minister of propaganda. Yes.
Do you think he's teaching his three kids this? Like, he's not going to be around forever. Like, hey, Steven, Jerry, Jr., and Charlotte. Hey, look what I'm going to do with this season. This is going to be something you need to learn. Because every Cowboys year isn't going to be 12-5. There's going to be some bad years. This is how you keep us relevant.
I don't know because you often bring up succession.
Yeah, it's the Jerry Jones. I think 25% of that storyline is literally based off of the Jones family.
I think I only saw two seasons of it.
That's pretty good.
But in my memory of it, that the guy that would be considered Jerry didn't want the other kids to know all the stuff he did.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, hold on, y'all are trying to phase me out of this sucker? No, that's not going to work.
Because he almost died, and they started having the power struggle of who's really going to take over. He, I don't want to say comes back to life, but he doesn't die.
Ooh.
And then he realizes that his kids, one, he doesn't believe they're ever going to be ready for it. So he's like, well, then I'm just never going to die. Good luck with that.
From the 817, I bet Jerry sings, list this, while he's making said list. Guys, I wanted to, since it is voting day, otherwise known as LA Action Day, we are going to...
I didn't like that.
We're going to talk about the laws that we've all had that are just weird. Because we had to vote to make these laws happen, right? In order to get stupid laws out there.
I have no clue if I did write on the 47 letters we were supposed to vote on.
Oh, did you just start... picking things? Did you not
want me to tell you what I did?
No, but because I don't have much time here, Mike.
Okay. A little
Billy
bit.
Billy D.A., Larry Krasner.
Okay.
And we've all seen Philadelphia people. It is Philly week, right?
Sure.
We've all seen Philadelphia
people.
Good
point.
They get right to the point, all right? This is Philly D.A., Larry Krasner, telling people, do not try to intimidate voters in my town.
So I want people to be reassured that when they get up tomorrow to go vote, if they have not voted already, that everybody in this city is working and has been working for months to make sure that there will be nothing tough about that experience and nothing to fear in that experience. But I also want to be clear, anybody who thinks it's time to play militia, F around and find out.
Wow!
Anybody who thinks it's time to insult, to deride, to mistreat, to threaten people, F around and find out. We do have the cuffs, we do have the jail cells, we do have the Philly juries, and we have the state prisons.
Oh.
So if you're going to try to turn an election into some form of coercion, if you're going to try to bully people, bully votes or voters, you're going to try to erase votes, you're going to try any of that nonsense, we're not playing. F around and find out.
Man,
my favorite part of that, for sure, I'm sorry, Corey, was he goes, those Philly juries. Like, he made sure to throw that in there. It's like, it'll look kindly on voter suppression.
I just think it's funny whenever somebody in a position like that throws that out there. It's always kind of fun.
Was it too much on the third one? Like, the first one was super impactful to me.
Yeah.
Then he said it again to hammer it home. At the very end, I was like, yeah, I got it.
Okay, unless you're going to say that.
Yeah, unless you're going to say the actual word the third time, like, I got it.
Oh, yeah. He should have thrown that
then
one out.
And it
would
have shocked me again. Yeah. I'd be like, Alec, why didn't you bleep that?
I will not F around.
Yes.
Is what I would be doing.
I don't want to find out.
So you think people are going to F around because he didn't say it?
Probably not. I've wondered a couple of things. Well, first of all, don't harass anybody.
All right.
And then don't harass people at the polls. But do people ever just lie? Like, do you have to, like, project when they're like, who do they want me to vote for? Like, you see a motorcycle gang and you're like, I think they want me to vote for this.
I don't know.
Do you ever just lie and tell them who you think they want you to vote for so they don't harass you?
I just move on about my business.
Yeah, I've always said all these politicians want my money. I've never given them any of my money when they ask for it. give me money. I will. You give me the most money, I will vote for you.
Oh, man. Yeah, Mike said that.
I don't move to Pennsylvania. We can make that happen.
Like, hey, instead of me giving you money, which I never have and never will, you want my vote? Give me $1,000. I'll make sure that you are number one on my ballot.
So we are out of time for all the weird laws, Kevin, but I did want to get this one out.
That's making an assumption this election will be done with tomorrow.
In Alaska, you cannot push a live moose out of an airplane. All right, there you go. That's the weird law for today.
What?
We'll get more weird laws tomorrow.
Great news is if you kill them in the plane, you're okay. Right?
I have so many questions. My first question is, how's that not a law in all of the states?
Yeah.
I feel like you should not be able to just push things out of a plane.
And what's a live moose doing in the plane anyway?
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to
you better
that plane
kill
though.
It before you push it out of the plane.
You can go Indiana Jones, and when everyone looks at you, you go, no ticket.
Oh, yeah.
And then maybe they'll be like, oh, well. Okay.
Do you think wolves and bears are excited? They're like, it's raining mooses from the sky. We don't have to go hunt.
We're the KNC.
It's splattered everywhere. It's really easy to eat.
I mean, it's just moose. I think that's the plural of
moose. No, I think it's meese.
Would they call that day Chris Moose?
No.
Let's get to the next segment, Kevin.
No. That was... We're the KNC Masterpiece. You know what? Just for you guys, just because of that. Coming up next, it's the Tuesday tailgate. Oregon is undisputed. USC isn't getting their ass kicked, and Navy doesn't want to talk about gambling. But I heard that. So just for Alec and Carter, I'm going to trot out another joke at some point in that segment. Oh, next on The Fan.
We're not playing.
Empty backfield, design run, and it's Lenore.
It's time for the Tuesday tailgate where we wildly speculate whether or not Alec was thrown off because of his excitement for my forthcoming joke.
I was scared, if anything.
That is fair. You did not hate the one I put on the cutting room floor, though, did you?
No, I did. I just didn't say anything okay. Because I was going to be vulgar.
The Tuesday tailgate where Texas A&M is always there to pick us up so they can let us back down again. Not only did Texas A&M get smashed by South Carolina and prove that Gino Toretta was right. But Le'Veon Moss, the starting running back for Texas A&M, is out for the season with a leg injury. Carter, I know there's a lot of other things to discuss, but it feels like your fortunes don't get too much wildly different than A&M over the last 2 weeks. Hey, we found our quarterback. We beat LSU, or the last undefeated team in conference left in the SEC. Then we lost, our running back's out. Crap.
Yeah, and Sean McDonough on that broadcast, I believe he said something about Le'Veon Moss, said he would only leave a game if it was on a stretcher. And then I think two or three plays later, that's when he got hurt and ended up leaving the game on a stretcher. And now, what I did like from A&M is they got down big early and they were able to respond, and they led going into the final minute of the second half or the second quarter. And then they had a bad penalty that allowed South Carolina to tie the game. And then from then on,
we did not close out halves well.
It was all South Carolina. And the tackling in that game for A&M was atrocious. Yeah. I cannot imagine being an A&M player with Mike Elko having to watch the tape from that. But there are still things that A&M, I think, did well. But yeah, that is a tough face plant. And Mike talked about this, I believe, yesterday. South Carolina is an underratedly hard place to play in the SEC.
Yes.
They're not a sexy big-name program that's going to be on a lot of these games. But when you hear Sandstorm by Darude playing on there, that's one of their like iconic songs. Yes, that one. Exactly.
And you're doing the towels with it and everything.
Vanderlei Silver.
Awesome.
And you hear chickens crowing as you're on third down, and it's a weird, wild atmosphere. So it's a classic trap game, and A&M fell victim to it.
There are chickens there.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
What are they, Mike?
You gonna say roosters?
Yeah, roosters is the word I should say.
Yes, thank you for not.
I mean, they are.
I know, they're the Gamecocks. Yeah. I got it.
I was trying to get Mike to say it.
Oregon.
Speaking of birds.
Undisputed, top of the AP poll, but my question for you tonight, Carter, is are you more interested in the election results for the country or the first release of the college football playoff rankings?
I was actually more interested in the two MAC games that are on tonight because we do have football on tonight.
I know. It's I told Corey that yesterday. Yes. That's true.
Just as far as the CFP polls, those are going to come out immediately at 6, right?
Okay.
Or they're going to roll out, you know, over those 30 minutes. So I absolutely will be tuned into that. Oregon will 100% be number one. I'm interested who will be number two. It should be one of Ohio State or Georgia. Both of them have a great road win over a top five team, but both of them have kind of struggled a little bit over the last couple weeks. If it was me, I would have Ohio State at number two because their quarterback isn't turning the ball over three times a game like Georgia's is.
Okay, so what are we to make of Carson Beck, who, look, I know it was way too early then, and it's still too early now, but some people were saying, hey, he could be the top pick in the draft, or certainly a first-round pick. He has struggled mightily with turnovers this season.
Immensely. He lost his safety blanket in Brock Bowers, who graduated to the NFL last year.
He's having a great rookie year.
Yes, exactly. So his best player and his receivers even last year, they were solid, but not great. And you're seeing a little bit of just a lesser overall Georgia team. And I was with everyone kind of before the season, like Carson Beck was just kind of the guy because at the beginning of the season, there needed to be a guy.
Sure.
And we didn't want to make that Shedeur Sanders for whatever reason, probably because people were annoyed with Colorado, which that's something I would love to talk about in a second. But
Shedeur Sanders saying he's never going to go to class the second the season's over because he's getting drafted.
Yeah, exactly. And he allegedly is trying to position himself to get drafted by the Raiders. I saw a rumor of that as well.
Well, because after each Raiders loss, right? Hasn't he been on Instagram saying things about that? So
if he has, I haven't seen. But if anyone's going to push themselves, pull an Eli Manning and have their family push themselves towards a certain place, it's going to be the Sanders family, right?
Yeah, I could definitely see that. Now, you talked about Ohio State. I want to throw Penn State in the mix because that was the big game of the weekend that you could have heard right here on 105.3 The Fan. Actually, if you can go and fire off, I think this is the right one. Cut number 10 for us, please.
Heebie-jeebies after that first drive. Howard squares. Howard fires. Cut. Touchdown, Ohio State. Emeka Abuka.
Now, for Penn State, James Franklin, their head coach, was definitely getting yelled at as he walked off the field. He is 3-19 overall and 1-7 in games against top 10 teams at Penn State.
Yeah, and 1-9, 1-10 against Ohio State in particular.
That is a devastating mark on your resume, is it not?
It is, and I kind of view this like Kentucky fans view John Calipari for the last couple years, right?
Yes.
He's a good coach. He's actually a really good college coach, and you don't get rid of those. But there just comes a time where I think the partnership is going to come to an end, but you can't get rid of them. You're between a rock and a hard place if you're Penn State, because you're 10-2, 9-3 every season, but you're losing to the teams that you expect to beat. But now with James Franklin there, I don't know why you would ever expect to beat them, because he's beaten Ohio State once and he's beaten Michigan maybe twice.
We've talked about Lincoln Riley a couple times in the past few weeks. Corey Carter, I really want to know, do you like this from Lincoln Riley? They're 4-5, USC. And he said,
like,
quote,
that,
"It's not like we're getting our asses kicked, you know? So it's not like we have to go back to the drawing board. Gosh, we're doing this thing terrible and people are wearing us out." Do you like that attitude when your team is 4-5? They have been in a lot of close games, I'll admit that.
No, I don't like that attitude, because they're 0-4 on the road in the Big Ten, and they make the same mistakes every game that loses them the game. They've had a lead in all four of those road games, and they found a way to pee it away at the end and lose. And they've had a chance to win those games after going down, too. In the Minnesota game, in this last week against Washington, I can think they get the ball with less than 2 minutes left, and they move the ball up until they get around the red zone, and then it's the same mistakes time and time again.
Yeah, it's interesting, because first year, great record. Second year, great expectations. Record did not live up at all.
Bad book.
I don't know. Then this year, what it is, kind of for me, Kevin, I do like seeing that he looks like he's scrambling.
I'm sure.
He looks like he lost that touch that he had when he was with OU. Because a lot of people, I wonder if they're looking at him and they're like, yeah, you're kind of squirrely, dude. So that's a feeling there. It's fascinating that he's not able to recruit and create the team that he had here or at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And that was something he said going to USC, is this is a better place to recruit than Oklahoma was.
Yeah.
And California, for a long time, the talent in that state has been going to Alabama, Ohio State, even Oregon and Washington. Their other West Coast programs were getting those great California players. And that was Lincoln's promise when he moved to USC.
Lincoln
and
Riley.
We haven't seen it.
Now, Navy has taken a hit the last couple of weeks. Obviously, they got blown out by Notre Dame, and then they just lost to Rice. I did like this tweet, however. This is directly from Navy Athletics. Just so we are clear, we do not care who you bet on or who is involved in your parlays. That's an instant block. And then in all caps, we do not care. People are fine with it after you win. But like, why in the world would you think a team, a player, whatever, would care that you lost your bet after they lost a game?
Dude, more and more players are hearing it during games.
I know. Man, like, I don't understand
over
that
and
at
over.
All.
It's wild.
Sicko behavior.
Like, yeah, people think this goes to that entitlement of, you know, I pay for this, you owe me. But yeah, man, more and more people are feeling that way about it.
Now, we can talk some more about Colorado if you like. I would also like to talk about Miami and Army. So Miami found themselves in a hole, Cam Ward doing Cam Ward things. Where do you have him positioned in the Heisman race? And how seriously do we take Miami? I know they're undefeated. They also haven't had like the most murderers row schedule. And clearly they're going to have to face off with mighty SMU, one would think. But what do you make of Cam Ward in Miami?
I love Cam Ward. He's the reason that team is where they are now. I was thinking, actually, as I was driving into work today about that game Miami played against Cal a couple weeks ago where they're down, 35-19?
They were getting
9,
destroyed.
Something like that. They're about 26, and Cam Ward just calmly, slowly, but surely brings them back into that game, and they end up winning it. Like, yeah. He's going to be... I have him second right now. I still like Ashton Jeanty because he's just the numbers he's putting up. In 8 games, he's already surpassed his rushing total from last year. In 8 games. And his touchdown total. Ashton Jeanty, that is.
Man.
He's just, I don't care who it's against. He's doing things we haven't seen from a running back in college football in a long, long time. So I still have him 1.
8 Ward, yards a carry,
2. Yes,
by the way. 8 yards a carry.
It's gone down. That's the only knock against him is he had 10 a carry, and it's gone down to 8, which, you know, against 8-man boxes that he's facing. But Ward, I still have his 2. Gabriel, I have his 3 at Oregon. And then Travis Hunter, talking about Colorado, they were off this last weekend, but they were the biggest winner in the Big 12 because you saw Iowa State lose their first conference game, their first game of the season. Texas Tech Raiders, Red Raiders, and Kansas State.
If they beat Baylor and TCU, he'd have something cooking.
Well,
in Lubbock.
Look, if Tech runs...
Besides the cow patties that smell a whole bunch when the wind changes.
If Tech runs the table...
Your thoughts?
I'm just saying, like, Tech does not have the worst chance to make the Big 12 championship game. They have to run the table and have some other games fall their way, but Colorado's already had those games fall their way. So Iowa State loses a conference game. Kansas State loses their second conference game. Colorado has 1 conference loss. That's the K-State, but now Colorado's ahead of them. So if Colorado wins out, they're going to play for the Big 12 title.
That'd
most likely against
BYU.
Shut a lot
of people up, I feel
and
like.
And if Colorado wins that game, they're going to have a bye in the college football playoff.
Woo!
And it's amazing. We're not talking about Colorado anymore. People aren't hate watching them anymore because they're just good. They're 6-2.
Yeah.
Like, they're playing good fundamental football. And if they play that Nebraska game that they lost early in the season again, I think they would smoke Nebraska.
Don't forget, though, that we love TCU. Just
that is true.
Keep an eye out on Absolutely. How much we love them.
That was a tough one against Baylor this last weekend.
Mm. What do people think about Cameron Blankenship? That is the offensive line coach for Louisiana Monroe, who flipped the F out and ran onto the field, spiked his headset down, got a player off the field, then ran onto the sideline and pushed him and was yelling at him. Louisiana Monroe said, "There will be discipline." Did you see this, Carter, and what did you think?
Yes, yeah, so I put it in the worst of the weekend in my article I do for 105.3thefan.com. It's just something you shouldn't do to anybody, let alone if you're in a position of power, to not only scream at the kid as he's running off the field, but spike your headset right in front of him, run after him.
Yeah.
That's not going to fix the play that just happened, right? There's a better way. And look, anger is going to happen on the sideline, but that is the wrong way to direct it at a 19, 20-year-old.
Yeah, the only way to fix a play that just happened is to throw beers on the field from the stands.
That's
like
true.
We've learned that.
That is.
It gets immediate gratification.
That fixed Clemson's win, or sorry, their loss to Louisville this last week.
That is true.
The third or fourth week in a row that we've seen fans do that.
And you know, speaking of beers, I went to a bar with my wife. A couple of chemists walked in.
Oh, God.
And the first one said, "I'll have an H2O." And then the next one said, I'll have an H2O too. And then he died.
Because that's like bleach. Can't be drinking bleach.
You shouldn't drink that.
Oh, bleach is H2O too?
The Packers are trading Preston Smith to the Steelers, by the way.
Packers are quitting because they lost to the Lions?
It is kind of weird, like, them trading him away. But, yeah, they are trading Preston Smith, who they just restructured his deal. So...
like
this offseason.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if they just did week, and that was like, that was to facilitate
Kevin,
that trade.
I
we got Trey Wingo.
Ish.
Okay. Thank you.
Why are you going to bars that serve bleach?
Dude, that's all because he's trying to get off of Coke.
But are you impressed that that bartender would know straight away? Hey, like, that's hydrogen peroxide. Let's make it happen.
I didn't know that.
We're the KNC masterpiece.
Learn something every day.
You see, because he meant H2O also. But the guy just threw
words
two
are
on.
Important.
Yeah.
Words are very important.
Whales are mammals.
Scientists can be bartenders too.
Good point. Coming up next, it's time for our chit chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation.
Let's ask them where they would take Aston Jeanty in the draft next.
Bryce Young looking to the near side. He's got Mingo wide open inside the 25, and he's out of bounds close to the 10-yard line.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it's time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Awesome, Heggy. How are you?
I'm good. I would feel better if I didn't just see a thing pop up that maybe the most important state that's voting tonight has already had a software malfunction. So they have had to extend their deadline and send people elsewhere. So if you're like, hey, if we find out tonight, maybe not.
Wow. The college football playoff could get delayed.
Sorry. It is wild. I'm not talking about that. Sucks. Oregon is number one. There you go. I'll spoil that for you.
But who's number two?
That's a good question. Don't know.
We're going all the way to 12 now, man.
Yeah. That's true.
I'm just glad this time I know to expect that it might be days or weeks before we get
true.
The it's so disappointing sometimes when you're staying up at night, 12:30, 1 o'clock, you're counting down the sleep hours, and then you're like, I have to go to sleep without knowing?
Yes.
I think we go to sleep tonight without knowing, hey, I'm expecting it. Yeah. I'll be down by 11.
I still wish we counted votes. I don't know how you would pull this off. In a more logical way that let you know who's really winning. Because you'll see it's like, we go to Arizona where Trump is up 61-38%. And he's really screwed, isn't he? And you're like, well, hold on. You're up by 23 points. And then they touch the board and they're like, here, look, all these people are going to vote for Kamala. So he's done. He needed to be at least 65%. And you're like, oh, okay. Or when they call the state and like Kamala is going to be winning a state, you know, I don't know, 55-45, and they're like, yep, Trump won it.
What? How?
What?
Don't worry about it. We know.
Yeah,
I mean, in 2024, we should have some sort of a computerized, encrypted program where we can all sign up to it and verify our identity and vote on our phones, for crying out loud.
Yes!
Yeah. If everybody would have just gotten the chip installed like we asked.
Oh, my gosh.
Then we could really do first downs.
Mike's been fighting for the first down chip for a long time.
Now, what else Mike has been doing today that's really kept him more on task than usual is coloring in the electoral map that we printed out here.
Ooh,
so
that's
Mike
nice. Looks like a fifth grade art project.
Mike has really made
we
his
all did that. We all
talent.
Did that in elementary school. The teachers would give us the map and we'd do that at home.
You went in the same direction as well. You weren't just scribbling. I can tell.
And in fact, who do you think wins if this is the map that happens, just looking off the colors?
It's a tie.
It's 270-268, woo! Vice President Kamala Harris.
Oh, look at Corey's. Corey's looks pretty sharp,
yeah,
too.
Mine's nice. Yeah, these are satisfying lines.
Different approaches.
Right.
What did you do with Wisconsin, Michigan, and North Carolina?
North Carolina, Trump, Michigan, and Wisconsin, Kamala. Harris.
I think that is. I could see that being the way that plays out.
I think
Kamala,
he's going to have to
go
win.
With Harris.
I think they're going to have to win one of those Pennsylvania, Michigan's,
if
Wisconsin's.
They don't, yeah, it, depending on who you're rooting for, whoever takes Pennsylvania, that feels.
My
like
expertise was to go to Wikipedia and look at the last about five elections and see that Trump barely beat Hillary Clinton in 2016 and. Every other time in those states, it went Democrat every time. So I was like, well, I'll just go with that. I don't know if people dislike Harris. I could be wrong as much as they disliked Hillary Clinton, but I don't know.
It just depends on the human being you ask, right? Like, There's some wild opinions about all of this. Do you guys care? Like, I know you care, but I mean, like, will you be watching returns? Or are you like, I'm going to go do something else. Let me know when we figure it out.
Nah, man, this is when John King shines.
It is.
Yeah, this is when John King calmly tells you about what's going on in specific counties. Why this thing is going to go one way or another. And I'm fascinated by this. I really am.
Do you think they decided against the holograms that they tried like 4 years ago or 8 years ago? And they're like, this is just not working. And they're like, hold on, let's punch up this person. They would appear as a hologram. What? And then you couldn't hear them talk or anything. And you're like,
bring the hologram back.
Yeah. We weren't doing it very well. So I think that's probably why.
I am fascinated Disney World with the talking president thing. Have you ever seen that
one? Oh, yeah. The Hall of Presidents. The Hall of Presidents.
If they could bring that back, I would love that
would be really cool.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of the Cowboys move thus far? Obviously, we talked about Jonathan Mingo. It feels like the consensus early on is a pretty big overpay, but what do y'all think?
Yeah, no doubt an overpay. I think if you're over there, you're holding your breath and crossing your fingers that no doubt some people inside your building like the guy. You know, I know his stats from this year, and Brian was showing us some film, is rough. I'm trying to see the 2023 tape because the highlights from 2023 are actually going downfield.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And I think his yards per reception would be significantly higher. You hope that it's a function of the Panthers' offense being broken, but I mean, the guy's fourth or fifth in their wide receiver room.
Yeah.
How good could he really be? This could end up blowing up in the Cowboys' faces in a massive way, and it's like undeniable how embarrassing it is that your front office did it.
Yeah, it's just really difficult for me right now. And you look at what quality wide receivers are going for.
What DeAndre Hopkins went for.
Yeah, and guys that have a lot more, they're established.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that did like Mingo. I think a lot of it is when you watch this tape, especially this, and this is what I was trying to point out to my teammates here. This quarterback play, both, you know, when you look at Dalton and Young, both were
abysmal.
Awful. Yeah, they're awful. But you know, he's got to help too. You know, a lot of his routes are like underneath stuff, and you know, he's just a big, big physical guy, 6'2", 220. You put the ball in his hands, and when he can run, he's gonna cause some problems that way. But yeah, it's few and far between. I just think it's a big, big risk there with the fourth round pick on it.
It feels like the NFL trade deadline has been changing for the past several years. Deadline officially hits at 3, obviously in the midst of y'all's show. Do you think we'll see some more movement, or do you think it'll all be, maybe, but they'll all be like pretty minor conditional sixth round here, blah, blah, blah.
Probably minor. It seems like Cincinnati's really trying to get themselves a defensive lineman.
Okay.
That might be one of the last ones that happened. But I think most of the deals are probably done at this point.
Herbert and Burrow on the same team, huh?
Different Herbert.
I mean, Khalil, what are you going to do with that quarterback? Oh.
That's a Herbert. Back.
Oh.
They got Chase Brown. They're okay.
What?
They traded for Herbert today.
Did. Khalil. That's our buddy from the Super Bowl.
Yep, that's him.
And then just one more. I'm sorry if it's annoying people today. One more election note.
Oh.
So Trump is saying it's not even going to be close.
Yeah.
Kamala Harris's chief of staff's like looking really good for us early on. Why wouldn't you come out and be like, it's not looking great. We need literally everybody to get out and vote. If you were thinking about it, we're going to lose if you don't go vote. Like I would go in that direction and be like,
pressure on.
Yeah. I'd be like, I need you to vote or we're done.
Rule through fear. I like it, Kevin.
You got to come with a hard sell right here.
Yeah, exactly. Not
well. We saw
the polls.
We know what Arizona's saying, but we got the real inside word, and we're gonna lose.
Yes.
But you could
discourage you from voting, though, right?
If you don't vote,
you could turn everybody off. Is like, well, hey, we need your help. We need your help. It doesn't matter anyway. Yeah, it's like, why vote if it's not going to matter?
Well,
I'm going to turn the tides on this. Like when they keep sending me these messages, I'll be like, send me $1,000 in my Venmo, and I will vote for you. I will take a picture of it to show you. Stop asking me for money. Give me money, and I will give you my vote.
NIL for voters.
Start working for us.
Yeah.
Why do you need more? First of all, you don't need more money today. It's over. You either won or lost.
I got a text that was like, Kamala is going to lose. Pennsylvania, if you don't donate money. I was like, that feels like you should be talking to Pennsylvania people. Like,
play through the whistle, man.
Yeah,
you get like 40% of my money already. Why do they
give you
Micah
Parsons' number?
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking. I believe we have Mark Schlereth at 4:40 and possibly Jane Slater 5:20, talking Cowboys trade deadline.
Yeah, she didn't seem to think this was a great trade for the Cowboys either, based on her information. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We've been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say go vote, Kevin.
Don't make me look like a schmo.
F around and find out.